twice to get everything back to school from A to Z.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
That's why they get up in the morning.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Number two, had a chance to visit there with Greg Welsh, really good guy. And Greg, I asked Greg, I said, Greg, who needs to see you? He goes, really, basically anybody from about the age of 20 to about the age of 104. Because everybody has different needs. And because he is a 100% independent advisor, he's got a bunch of different products and services that he can sell you. I mean, stocks and bonds and mutual funds, yes. Alternative investments is something that really could interest a lot of you out there. If you need life insurance, health insurance, medical supplements, disability, he can say that. Maximizing your Social Security, he can help you with those benefits. Retirement income planning, he can help you with that. College planning for your children or grandchildren, he can help you there. Estate planning solutions, he can help with all of these things. And so a wide variety from the Kiwi Financial Group and Greg Welsh. Go by and see them. You know who needs to save? Everybody. And time again, he hears this. Well, we can't afford to save right now. I tell you, you can't afford not to save right now. Zach, how old are you?
25.
Save everything you can right now.
Everything, huh?
Yeah. Did you see the Hard Knocks program? You didn't see it, did you?
No, I don't have HBO. I don't live that kind of lifestyle that you live.
I don't live that kind of lifestyle. There's a defensive player for the Browns that talks about it. I'll give you that here in a minute. Anyway, Greg at 654-5043, 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, next door to Max Drive-In. Go by and see those good folks at KiwiFG.com, KiwiFG.com. It was an interesting article, or interesting talked about, and he said, look, think about it like this. Like, for every $10,000 you spend on something, if you multiply that out over the lifetime, what if instead of you invest it rather than spend it, that 10,000 becomes 640,000 by the end of your life, or something like that, 64,000, 640,000. Anyway, it goes 64 times, so 640,000. Is that right? Yeah. Anyway, the point is that he looked at it from the idea not of what you're spending is what it's going to cost you in 40 years or 30 years. Mm. And he's trying to talk all those guys into investing rather than, just spending all their money like guys have done for so long. Pretty cool stuff.
Smart man.
PGA Championship tee times. I'm going to give that to you in this segment.
Kisner?
We will have a Kevin Kisner report, yes.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, that will happen.
It's about time.
Yes. We're an hour and 2 minutes into the show. No Kevin Kisner stuff yet.
Hate to hear that.
I'm depriving our people from Kevin Kisner. Oh. But PGA Championship, today, TNT from noon until 8 today.
TNT?
No, 2 until 8 today.
TNT?
TNT.
What are we doing playing on TNT?
It's Dynamite. That's what I'm telling you. It's going to be Dynamite coverage today on TNT. They're getting underway at 7:50 later today, later this morning, this hour. Let me get a couple phone calls in here. 654-ROAR, north of the communication phone line. Delvin from Fountain Inn checks in very early this morning. Good morning, Delvin. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing this morning?
Blessed. Very blessed.
So, what do you think about the new quarterback, Brett Favre, coming in, the freshman, man? How do you think he looked out there yesterday?
He looked like the second-best quarterback on the field.
I'm high on this year. I think he's going to be a secret weapon for him because he didn't get to play. But how is Garrett Williams looking out there? Is he looking healthy?
Yeah, I saw him just in stretching yesterday. It looks healthy to me. Hadn't heard anything to the contrary. And Garrett Williams, he's not going to be the best receiving tight end, I don't think he's the – I think he's closer to a better blocker than he is a receiver, but I think he's the best of both worlds. In other words, the best combination of those. So there are better receiver, better blockers at that position now, but I really feel like that he's probably gives you the – he's the most complete one that they have right now.
Yeah. And the offensive line, I don't be boys looking up front.
They look in good shape physically. There's no there's no sumo wrestlers out there. They look at, and it's a good looking bunch. But yesterday, going up against the defensive line, at least the interior guys, I thought the tackles played pretty well. I thought Carmen played well. I thought Hyatt played well. Thought,
but it was the guards who looked.
Well, and Falsinelli too. But that's not fair because you're trying to block Dexter Lawrence. You're trying to block Christian Wilkins, Jordan Williams. Those guys, they won't block anybody tougher than that. Christian Wilkins just probably looked better than everybody yesterday. I thought that was pretty clear. He just looked better. I think he dominated more than anybody else consistently, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'll just call it too. See how your guys, what y'all saw in practice yesterday. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thank you, Dale. Appreciate the phone call. Agree or disagree with that? In the Paul drill that we saw, in the limited snaps that we saw, Christian Wilkins was the guy that probably had the biggest impact.
Yeah, absolutely, he was. He was blowing up plays every single snap. There wasn't a time where I saw at least that he was dominating any shape or form.
Right. He took the fight to the dog, man. He looked really good in doing that. Let's get our friend William from the Peach State of Georgia. Good morning, William. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you, sir?
Blessed. Very blessed.
I can't go on this on fact, but a buddy of mine, he goes to every practice. And you know, Herschel always comes up and talks to the team and works out with them and all.
Yeah.
They said he run a 40 Friday, and take a guess what it was. And he's early 50s.
I'm going to say.
Just thought you might want.
I'm going to say 4.62.
4.39, dude.
Somebody's a little slow on the trigger finger with that one.
I believe so, but that's what they said. Anyway.
Now, I tell you that he looks great. You won't find a better looking man. Still to this day, the guy looks awesome. The guy's fantastic. Great
athlete.
Well,
they say if any. I ain't saying just because he went to Georgia. I'm just saying him because the athlete is. I mean, they say if anybody could make a comeback at his age during that era that played could do it. They say he could do it.
No one had a bigger impact on a football team than Herschel Walker. People forget that Georgia was 6-5 the year before Herschel Walker got there. He comes in and he won the national championship, and it was all because of him. And
right.
I still say the most dominant college football player I've ever seen.
Oh, he was a beast. But you talking about that Clemson defense yesterday, dude, it's going to be hard for anybody to stack up against
right,
him.
Right.
I mean, are they all seniors? I mean, I know Christian Wilkins and what was that other one? Dexter Lawrence, they're seniors, right?
No, Lawrence and Cleveland Farrell are juniors, but they will forego their senior year because they'll be first-round or projected first-round draft.
Oh, absolutely. You got four first-rounders right on that front four right there, I guarantee.
Potential.
But anyway, I'm sorry.
Potential first-rounders, yeah.
Appreciate you getting me in, brother, and y'all have a good day.
Be careful on the road, buddy. Be careful. Look, let me be clear, because I saw some clown tried to say that Clemson's defensive line won't be first-round, whatever. Let me be clear about this. I mentioned this before, and I think people need to be reminded of sometimes. The NFL scouts themselves, they're out scouting right now. But these are, I don't want to say low-level scouts, but these are scouts, I mean, and they do a good job of it. But the idea of if a guy's a first-round pick, a second-round pick, a high second-round pick, a third-round, fourth, they don't know those things right now. And Mel Kiper's trying to tell you this, and Tom McShay trying to tell you this, and you got NFLDraft.com and Big Ben's draft board, Double D's draft, Dodgers. Well, you can have all those websites all you want to, Pro Football Focus and all this kind of stuff. The NFL right now is in training camp. Let's be clear about this, Mr. Orr 24, Jack Lake Tonto. Do you have your watch on? No flip-flop? Let me see. Yep. Flop Eskimo, buddy, brother. The NFL teams right now?
Yep.
They're out evaluating. They have scouts at all these regional places that are evaluating Christian Wilkins and Dexter Lawrence and Cleveland Farrell and Austin Bryant. But they don't know where they're going to end up in the draft. Right now, the NFL teams, the general managers and the player personnel people on their staffs are worrying about the three or four guys trying to make the team of the 53-man roster, about 48 are already decided. They're trying to figure that stuff out. Who knows how the season goes? Who knows how injuries go? Who knows how what free agency is going to look like at the end of the year? Capologists trying to put all this stuff together. And about December, as the season starts to wind down, you start to have a little formulation of, all right, now we're probably going to go interior offensive line, maybe, unless the free agent market. We got, and they're scouting other NFL teams and that kind of stuff. You know what? We feel like with the cap room, we're going to end up cutting this guy, so we might go draft this guy later on. And then they start getting in January of going out and seeing, and then they have their combines and they have their individual workouts, and they bring the guys in for interviews and that kind of stuff. That stuff's way down the road. The idea of this guy, we know what round this guy's going to go in right now. No. Not happening. Not in any way, shape, or form. The guys that will be doing the drafting don't know that right now.
You know what? Let's go off of what we do know. These guys came back to Clemson because of they didn't receive a grade high enough in the draft, right?
Yeah.
That was part of the reason they came back. Projections, you're 100% correct. You cannot predict where these guys are going to be now before they play their senior or junior season, whatever they're going to be playing this year. There's just so much football to be had. I do think it speaks a little bit to the kind of prestige and kind of awareness of how good these guys can be, that you do have scouts out there right now and multiple scouts from teams. There was teams yesterday that sent three guys out to cover this practice.
Yeah.
That means something to me.
It does, but let's be clear about this. And I don't want to put those guys down.
Mm-hmm.
Those scouts aren't deciding who they're going to draft. Those scouts report back to the scouting director.
Oh, yeah.
And they report back to the player personnel guys and the general manager and all that kind of stuff. And they got scouts all over the country doing that kind of stuff. But those scouts are all giving you like just a preliminary.
Those guys are getting a baseline. And they're going to come back multiple times during the year and kind of keep track of where players are and how they progress or, you know, regress.
Yeah, it is a baseline. And those guys are lower level guys. The upper management, those guys are like me and you to this organization. Upper management makes those decisions later on. And those decisions are made in January, February, March, April.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you start formulating that. Anyway. So anybody to the contrary, I mean, you can be – right now you think a guy's a first-round talent, a second-round, third-round, fourth-round talent. But where they improve their stock, where their stock drops, that happens. And that's why these draft boards are so –
If we're going off what we saw yesterday, Christian Wilkins is a top-10 pick.
Right.
If we're going off what we saw yesterday, Dexter Lawrence is a top-10 pick.
Right.
It's not even close.
Right.
They were the better players on the field yesterday.
No doubt. No doubt about it. But that's –
To think Dexter Lawrence isn't a first-round pick or a top-10 pick is borderline ludicrous.
He's a top-5 pick, not at this stage.
Yeah,
but a lot can change. He's got to stay healthy.
He has to stay healthy.
A lot can change though. Then 654 roar 654-7627. I might put you in charge of our healthcare text line now. Just let you pick out what you want to answer, what you want us to answer. There's so many of them on there.
We appreciate you guys getting involved
on
the text line here.
No doubt.
It's always a pleasure to interact with listeners and first-time listeners. We have some people that are first-time listening and texting into the show, and we appreciate that. And hope you continue to do so for many, many, many months.
Skip writes in on Twitter at Mickey Plotter. I'm not bragging or name dropping like Mickey Plotter, but I've known Todd Ellis since he played at South Carolina. I would run into him in public, and he got to the point where he'd hide from me. He's almost as obnoxious in person as you hear him on the radio. Todd does believe every word that's ever spoken, like the rest of the delusional Colt fan base. How else would we describe a fan base whose greatest motto is wait till next year? When I was a kid, South Carolina wasn't very good in football. And, you know, the always thing was wait till next year. And in like 79 or 80 or 81 or whatever, they came a bumper sticker that said, this is next year.
And how'd they do?
They did pretty good in 80. Made it to the Gator Bowl.
The Gator Bowl.
They did pretty good. Pretty good in 1980. Give me a tweet over there. I mean, a text over there. Give me a couple texts or a text or three.
We had a texter asking about Who did he ask about? Oh, ETN, how did he look in terms of gaining weight? Did you notice a difference in our boy Travis?
I noticed a difference in both his upper body and his lower body. His upper body is still not Christian Okoye, but it's bigger. His lower body is bigger. His lower body is pretty big last year, though, I thought. But he's added, would you say, 10 pounds?
In his lower body, yes.
Right.
His legs look thicker.
Right.
Yeah. Another text here from the 704. Have you guys seen the vlog? See, your social media is really top tier. I really enjoy getting to know the players outside of just football. Absolutely. The vlog is unbelievable.
I could watch it.
I watched season 3, episode 1 yesterday.
Yeah, you know what about the vlog that they put together over there? I don't just watch it once. I watch it 2 and 3 times. Because there's so much on there. Sometimes you just might miss a little something. Texter said, boy, y'all are homers today. It's hard getting to listen to. Here's the thing. Clemson's number 2 in the country right now.
What
do you expect us to say?
We went to practice yesterday.
Rick Neuheisel just said that he's never seen a wider gap between the top 2 teams in the country, meaning Alabama and Clemson and the rest of the country. Clemson's on cloud freaking 9 right now, and we're being homers. I mean, if you're not high on Clemson football right now, cycling out, then when are you going to be? With a flagship station for it. And if you can't get excited about Clemson football in 2018, and by the way, where this program is going in the future, then when can you be?
I just told you I wanted South Carolina to be good this season. I want
but you don't
to be
mean
good.
That.
I do mean that.
No, I think you're being disingenuous to say that.
I do mean that. Do I care about it being good for the state? No. I have noted. I don't care about that.
Can you?
But I think it'd be good for that matchup at the end of the season. It's good for the strength of schedule.
Yeah, but I don't think you need strength of schedule. I think that's overrated. I don't believe that at all. I believe you're pulling my leg on that one.
No.
I believe you're being disingenuous with me on that one.
I would never do that.
I trust you. And normally you don't really go this route. I don't really truly believe you want South Carolina to do well in football this year.
I want them to be competitive. I want them to be feeling great about themselves going into that game. I want a ranked matchup. I want that. I need that.
It was last year.
Yeah.
In one poll. But not the other poll. You got your ranked matchup last year.
And I want it again. I want a higher ranked matchup this year.
No, you don't.
I do.
You want South Carolina to be ranked in football.
Absolutely.
I don't believe that.
I want them to be ranked in football. Maybe somewhere in the 9 win area at that point in the season. Coming and trying to get to double digits.
I refuse to believe that.
Buddy. Getting real excited about it.
No, I'm not believing that. Can I do my Palmetto Golf Report? Are you going to be more disingenuous?
Is it going to involve Kevin Kisner?
Yes.
And then I will listen to it.
Okay, great.
Hey, but if it doesn't, I'll turn it right off.
It does. It will. Palmetto Dunes, palmettodunes.com. Get in touch with our great friends at Palmetto Dunes. One of the great things, they do a really good job with social media there. And, you know, it's easy to do a good job of social media when you have that beach and those golf courses and those lagoons and those restaurants and those tennis. I mean, that makes it easy to take beautiful pictures. It's like taking pictures of a beautiful runway model, man. If she's beautiful, it's easy to take pictures. Like when a guy came in here on Monday and took our pictures.
Hey, it was really easy to take our pictures.
Right, it's very easy to take
really
our pictures.
Really easy.
So that's great. But they do a good job of updating all that. They do a really good job of putting together packages there for golfers or for families or for tennis or for pickleball. They do a great job of that, of getting those packages and really making it attractive to you and signing up for that. Get on the email list and you can filter however you want to filter your accommodations of what you're interested in and where you want to stay, beachfront or lagoon front or near on the golf course, whatever. They do a great job with that. It's an award-winning website for PalmettoDunes.com for the award-winning resort, Palmetto Dunes and beautiful Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. The PGA Championship is getting underway as we speak. Let me give you the tee times for the PGA Championship today. Scott Brown goes at 7:12, Kyle Stanley at 12:37, Dustin Johnson 12:53, Bill Haas 1:59, Kevin Kisner 1:26 today. We have 5 local players playing in the PGA Championship, the 100th PGA Championship at Belle Reve Country Club in St. Louis, Missouri. So Good job there with five local guys. Glory's last shot at the PGA Championship. That brought to you by our good friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Get in touch with them, friends. It is our awesome friends at Palmetto Dunes. Sign up for that email, and I promise you, it'll be one of the best email lists that you get on PalmettoDunes.com. We'll take a break, come back. I'm going to challenge you on this if you're being honest or disingenuous with me about South Carolina being good. I'll point out a couple things, and I need some question and answers with this right after this. Hi friends, Mickey Plowler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. It's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HendrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrikHondaSC.com.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
Whether you're looking for a rewarding career in healthcare, business, public service, manufacturing, or HVAC, Tri-County Technical College can put you on the pathway to success quickly. With campuses in Pendleton, Anderson, Easley, and Oconee, Tri-County Tech has the school and the location to make learning easier. Check out their website, tctc.edu, and get the answers for enrollment, academics, and so much more. Affordable education with limitless possibilities at Tri-County Technical College.
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year, and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
If you are in need of eye care and would like a more personal experience, consider Westminster Vision. We are locally owned and staffed with three convenient locations to serve you in Clemson, Pendleton, and of course, Westminster. We offer a large selection of eyewear and all types of medical care, even on Saturdays. So for quick, reasonable service you can trust, call us for an appointment at 646-3535.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
You in?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
First things first, I'm the realest. Realest. Drop this and let the whole
first things
feel
first,
feel
Nuke Hopkins is the realest. You know what? That's an interesting couple, isn't it? That's an interesting couple.
Very right interesting.
There. So, Nuke and Iggy. Interesting stuff. Chad in Columbia, Snaphook. Hang on, man. I'm coming straight to you. We have an announcement here on the show for a awesome release that's coming out. And our good friend Bob Iback joins us now. Hey, good morning, Bob. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I hope you guys are as well. I just had an action-packed week. I was traveling on the road, went to 7 different baseball stadiums in 8 days on a road trip, and also caught the induction of what we're going to be talking about this morning, Brian Dawkins going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, the first Clemson player ever to be inducted.
That's crazy that he's the first one, but certainly well deserved. And you know, we're football crazy here, Bob. You know this. You've been here before, and you know how we are about stuff. And
oh yeah.
In my home right now, I've got 3 awesome footballs right here in our foyer of our trophy room, basically at our studio. We've got 3 footballs. We're gonna be adding a 4th now because you guys are putting together Brian Dawkins football for us.
That's right. It's a gorgeous one, and the folks who are Clemson Tiger fans should be very, very proud of this moment. Brian Dawkins going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You're going to want to get one of these, and these are very, very limited. Normally, we make about 5,000 of these footballs to make them very distinct and very selective. This time, we only made 2,018 to correspond with the year that Brian went into the Pro Football Hall of Fame up in Canton, Ohio. And it's also going to benefit his new foundation that he set up this summer. It's called the Brian Dawkins Increase Foundation, which assists single mothers in a time of duress. So he's focusing on the fundraising in South Carolina, where he attended Clemson in the late 1990s, and also in Philadelphia, where he had a stellar career with the Eagles. So he appeared in 9 Pro Bowls in 16 years in the NFL. Now, in a moment, I'll give out a toll-free number and a website how you can get this full-size Rawlings football, which comes with an acrylic display case for just $99. But before I do that, give you a second to go ahead and get that pen and piece of paper. I do want to point out what you'll get on this specific football. It's on panel number 1, we've got a beautiful color picture of Brian Dawkins. And also right next to that is the official Hall of Fame logo. The second panel has some key stats from his career, both in the NFL and, of course, at Clemson, where he was a standout defensive back and safety and one of the most feared guys, number 20, when he played with the Eagles. And then the third panel also, for if you're an NFL fan, you get a little extra boost on this because it celebrates the Eagles' first ever Super Bowl title, and that's going to even increase the value of this football. So you get a lot of cool things on this football. It's stellar, and it's stunning, and I got a prototype yesterday. If you want to order these, again, they're only $99. They come with a display case and a number certificate of authenticity. You'll get this in about 4 to 6 weeks and be able to put it up in your home and office. Call this morning, 1-800-345-2868. That's 1-800-345-2868. If you can't get through the phone lines, don't panic. We're about halfway sold out of the project so far. You can go right to the website, order it there, nicosports.com, nicosports.com. And, again, help out his new foundation, the Brian Dawkins Increase Foundation, which is helping out a lot of single mothers in a time of their need. So I hope everybody steps in, get yourself something. It's very historic. You're a Clemson football fan, and you've got those other footballs, or even if you don't, please go ahead and try to do that. And one last thing, Mickey, you know, we had that when they were in the playoffs last year, we did that football, if you remember. And coming into the show this morning, we have less than 20 of those footballs remaining, again, for $99 with a case. So we almost sold those out. We're about 20 that still are out there. So if Clemson fans listening wants to add that football to their collection, there are 20 of those that you can still order at $99, and you get that display case as well.
Bob, that's awesome stuff. 2 great footballs. I've got the 3. Can't wait to get the Brian Dawkins stuff. And then finally, hey, let's talk about January, because we're going to be adding another football over here in January from you guys.
I have a good feeling. I tell you what, it's getting to be an annual event, but it's a fun time to be a Clemson Tiger football fan. And I certainly enjoy, chatting with you, Mickey. In the last 4 or 5 years, we've raised close to $2.4 million and for a lot of great charities, and much of that work has come down your way. So a big shout-out to all your great listeners for their support.
800-345-2868, nicosports.com, nicosports.com. Bob, thanks for everything, man. Look forward to visiting with you again soon.
Okay, Mickey, have a wonderful day.
You too, Bob. It's Bob Iback. Get that Brian Dawkins football. I know somebody's going to be getting one of those. Very cool stuff. All right, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Let me get Snaphook and then Chad in Columbia. Snaphook, you're a very patient soul. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing this morning?
Man, just trying to keep it in the fairway, fellas. How are y'all?
Well, not keeping it in the fairway is good, but yeah.
Well,
that's in golf and life, Mickey. You know, trying to keep it straight.
That's right. That's right.
So your question was, are we secretly pulling for Carolina fans?
What started this? Look, the whole thing started today was
football?
Yeah, we went to practice yesterday, and I said, man, with the freshman I saw yesterday and Trevor Lawrence and Lynn J. Dixon, who looked really good, and both those receivers and Ross and Darren Kendrick, and then I saw Jackson Carman look great, and I saw K.J. Henry and Xavier Thomas look great. Mike Jones is a good-looking kid. I'm hearing great things about Goodrich and about McMichael, and I said, look, man, they're not – Clemson, if that's cycling out like Todd Ellis says, then cycle me out. And so we did a little Clemson, South Carolina bit this morning, and then Zach over here tells me that he hopes South Carolina is cycling in. He hopes they're going to be good because he wants that game to be mean something with some higher rankings and strength of schedule at the end of the year. And I'm just not buying it. I think he's being disingenuous with us over there.
Hey, Zach, can I get a woohoo girl boo Gamecocks one time?
Boo!
That's how I feel about it, fellas. Y'all have a good morning.
Thank you, Snapfoot. Appreciate the phone call.
I just don't understand why you don't think I'm serious about this.
You're not.
I am.
I know you like I know the back of my hand.
Yeah. And what do you know?
I know that while you didn't grow up here.
No.
But you grew up in a Clemson family.
Yeah.
And your uncle and your dad know this rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, like, put it this way. Game.
I'm not doing it.
See?
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't like it. I don't want to do that.
Okay.
That doesn't mean I can't root for a more successful season that benefits Clemson directly. Them being good doesn't mean we're going to suffer. Them being good helps us at the end of the season. Doesn't it?
How about recruiting?
Hey. I mean, okay. One team is going to be a 9-win team, maybe, and lose to their rival. One team has a chance to go 15-0 in a national championship. How about that recruiting?
Cycling in still cycling in. Yeah. Not cycling out, but cycling in.
Yeah, not going to bother me much.
I'm still not believing that. My friend Russell said that Zach is a closet Jake Bentley fan. You love their colors, their fight song, Sandstorm. You love Muschamp.
Hey, Sandstorm gets the people going.
You start to love all this stuff.
Sandstorm gets the people going.
See, I'm not believing you're
Clemson is terrified of what Will Muschamp is doing down there. Terrified.
Terrified.
Absolutely terrified.
Let me get Chad in Columbia, 654 Royal Northern Communication phone lines. Good morning, Chad. How you doing?
Right, Nick, I'm going to shock you. I agree with Zach.
No.
I think from an insurance.
No.
Yeah, I'm serious. Nick, from an insurance standpoint, right, I think we need South Carolina to be good. Because, Nick, what happens if we lose to Texas A&M or lose to FSU? And let's say FSU's good and goes on to be, you know, 11-1, 12-0, and we're sitting there 11-1, you know, beat the hell out of everybody, but, you know, aren't playing for the ACC championship.
It doesn't matter. They would move up. Clemson's going to start out number two, so one loss is going to drop you to about number five or six, and then you got time to move up after that, as long as you don't lose. Well, I don't know. Hell, Alabama lost their final game last year and made the playoffs.
But when you look at it, Nick, I mean, looking at the schedule right now as it stands, I mean, there could be a chance where Clemson could go 11-1 and maybe not beat anybody that was ranked at the end of the year. Because, I mean, Texas A&M, they're going to lose five or six probably just because, you know, they got a pretty challenging schedule on the road and then, you know, playing us. And so then you look at FSU. So South Carolina's not going to be any good. The East is so terrible. Their out of conference is so terrible. We're going to beat them by 30. But I almost think for this year, I know it sounds crazy, I kind of agree with Zach. I would rather beat a 10-win South Carolina team that's 10-1 and beat them by 30 and just, you know, steal their hearts, right, versus beating a, I don't know, I mean, if we could prevent them from going to a bowl game, that'd be incredible too. But those are my two extremes. So if you told me they're 5-6 going in our game and they're not going bowling, or they're 10-1, I would take either one of those, but I would rather beat a 10-win South Carolina team than a eight-win South Carolina team. Because either way, they're going to be terrible. I mean, you know, PC could win six games with that schedule, right? Newberry would win seven. And so, am I crazy? And I was hanging
on. Yes. Yeah, you're absolutely crazy. I know Clemson fans that would rather not make the playoffs if it count on having to beat South Carolina, a good South Carolina team, to make the playoffs.
See, and that's craziness.
No.
That is absolutely, it's asinine.
No. A Clemson fan wants South Carolina to lose every single game.
Their success or lack thereof should have no effect on what you're doing in Tigertown and your fanhood. You should worry about them 1 week of the year when you're playing them. That's it.
I would agree with that, except for still, you work with people, you have people in your family, and you recruit against them.
Do we recruit against them?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I mean,
are we recruiting against them more, or recruiting against Alabama, Ohio State, USC,
both?
The big old boys?
Both.
Really? We're recruiting against South Carolina more than Georgia and Alabama?
I mean, not anymore, but, I mean, where did Darren Kendrick come from?
I'm just saying. So, one player.
Where did, would you like to have Zach Pickens?
Would I like to have Zach Pickens?
Yeah.
I guess.
What if South Carolina went 3-9 this year and Clemson won national championship? Can you go into Zach Pickens' in the room and go, hey, you know what, buddy? Got a little choice to make here. Guys on the hot seat down there, or you come win a national championship here. What do you want to do?
Sure. Or you just win a national championship and not worry about what your old rival
is
doing.
In theory, yes. But in practice, no.
You're caught up in this. You're caught up in it.
I'm not caught up in it. This is how it is.
Just to open your mind to the fact that them being decent at the end of the season helps Clemson.
Nope. No, it doesn't. No, it does not. Yeah, there's... Nope.
It does.
No.
You're a Columbia guy.
You're a Columbia guy.
No. Born and bred in Columbia, South Carolina.
I wasn't born there.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't bred there. I was bred across the river. Okay.
You're a Columbia guy.
No.
Root for the hometown boys.
I've crossed that river to downtown Columbia maybe 50 times in my life. Maybe.
Win one for the Gipper, right?
No.
Come on now.
No. You're being a Columbia guy today. That's your deal today. My friends at Engineer Sleep want to build your bed for you. They want to make your bed. Not come in and fluff your pillow. They want to make your bed for you. Any size, any shape. I don't think I talk about that enough. If you have an RV and a little different shape in there, boat, like a houseboat, a little different shape in there. A
boat.
If you're a truck driver and you got a little different shape in it, a little different size in there.
You've used a boat to cross that river to Columbia many times, haven't you?
No, never done that. If you have NBA players, they did it for the Cleveland, I mean for the Green Bay Packers.
That's
they
the
made
NFL.
All those yeah, NFL. They did all of those. But the NBA they made a 10-foot by 11-foot bed for an NBA player.
Goodness gracious.
That's a lot of bed right there.
How do you get sheets for that thing?
I don't know. That's not their problem. You know, they can make the bed. You figure out the sheet thing. Get custom sheets. Let them take care of you with the firmness. That's exactly how you like it. My wife, we're laying in bed this morning about to get up.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, sweetheart, I love you so much.
Mm.
I would love for you and I just to be able to lay in this bed a lot longer today. And I went, you know what? I do too, but Zach was going to be disingenuous on the show today, so I need to get on the air.
Can't keep him in check.
Yeah, exactly. So, but no, it's fantastic. 10% off. You tell them you heard about it here. Delivered free locally. In less than 5 days.
Yep.
Everything's there. It's Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com.
Engineer Sleep, also one of our big sponsors for the show next Thursday.
Oh, are they really?
Yes.
I need one of those t-shirts.
Listen, if I walk out of there without a t-shirt again, I'm going to be livid.
You didn't get one last year?
No.
It's a great logo.
I had one. I put it on the table. I packed everything up, loaded the van up.
And spotted legs.
And she gone.
Mm. What kind of animals do we work with?
You know what? I don't want to point fingers, Ben, but you know, it's just, it's tough to see.
That's my number one goal. Get me one of those.
Mm.
We'll take a break. We have one open phone line segment. Then Paul Strelo at 805. No recruiting day with Paul Strelow. We're going to talk just about the personnel on the team and what he's seen in two practices. So you don't want to miss that. You've heard Zach and I. You'll hear Paul at 8:05. Your phone calls right after this.
Countdown is on. 23 days till Clemson football.
Second down and three. Clemson at the Boston College 10. Again, ETA gets the handoff, goes left side, spins off a tackler, goes to the five, dives for the end zone. Did he get there? He did. Touchdown.
On the flagship station for Clemson athletics, we are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is officially under construction. This condo hotel offers a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. It has 1, 2, and 3-bedroom units on Lake Hartwell right across from Death Valley. You can use your condo whenever you want or rent it to other Tiger fans when you're away. You better hurry though, these condos are selling fast. Prices start in the mid-200s and financing is available. For more information, go see my friend Taj Boyd at their sales office on Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
No one plans a plumbing problem. Lucky for you, Roto-Rooter is there 24/7, 365, just like they have been for over 30 years. Locally owned by proud Clemson alumni, they'll handle anything. Plumbing inside or out, home or business, from sinks to disposals to septic tanks. They are the experts, serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Call 288-7686 or online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must text now.
Superior virility on demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Just text Red to 474747 to participate in our free nationwide trial. Text Red to 474747 and be one of the thousands to proudly say, I take Red. Text RED to 474747.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Every home is unique. That's why I, the Orkin man, rely on science.
Mom! Orkin is here!
Hi. We have a rodent problem.
Rodents do like to find a comfortable home, and even if you get rid of them once, they're great at finding their way back in.
Mom! Soda!
Especially if there's a good source of food.
And a slice of pizza!
But using the latest research and exclusion techniques, I'll customize a treatment for your home that'll send them packing.
Don't forget the ranch this time!
We still talking about rodents?
Orkin. Pest control down to a science. Visit Orkin.com for a free estimate.
I'm Tiffany Haddish. And I use Groupon so much, they made me the spokesperson. Groupon lets me save on things all over the world, but it also lets me save on things all over my neighborhood. If I need to run and get my car washed or go to the dry cleaners, get my dog groomed, have my nails done, or grab some pizza, I can. And I save while doing it. Man, my neighborhood is amazing. Save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
We can do anything we want.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Oh, All right, stop what you're doing, because I'm about to... Welcome back, man. Get me in a good mood over there, a little Humpty Dance. In a great mood when I hear Humpty. You look like MC Hammer on crack, Humpty. Huh. Humpty once got busy in the Burger King bathroom. That's what I'm talking about, Humpty.
He's writing on his laptop or something. And the song goes on. He looks up immediately, looks me dead in my soul, and just starts dancing and mouthing the words.
Nothing gets you in the mood like the Humpty Dance.
Woo, mama.
I love that, buddy. I love that right there. Welcome back. Canty Foundation wants to come to your home. They want to come to your business. They want to save it, man. If you got cracks, if your doors are jammed, if your windows are jammed, that might be your building screaming at you. Hey, buddy, we have foundation issues. I don't know. I hope you don't need Canty. I hope that your foundation's in great shape. I hope you never have to call Canty. But if you do, this is how you do it. It's our great friends at Canty Foundation Specialist, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Let them come in if you have any cracks, any sunken concrete, any steps or driveways. Who knows? Who knows how your house settled? Who knows how it was built before you bought it? Let Canty take care of it for you. CantyCanFixIt.com, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Derek's been a very, 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 very patient soul. Derek, thanks for hanging on so long. How you doing this morning?
Oh, man, just got to work, y'all.
Well, good. Glad to glad you made it.
So, man, I tell you what, I don't know what to start with today, so I'm going to start with this. You know, for somebody, I'm assuming the person to call it the homer might have been a fan from the other side of the state.
Yeah, and I get that, but we're the flagship station. It's 105.5 The Roar, but
here is my thing, though. I've listened to the show from 7 to 9 a couple of times, and I brought this up to you before. 90% of that show is promoting and praising South Carolina. So, and if you listen to 107.3 The Game, that's all they do. So we're pretty fair about talking about everybody and other people and trying to keep it unbiased. And the one day that we try to talk about something like this, somebody starts to jump on it. I tell you what, if you don't like it, don't listen to it. That's all I'm going to say. And something else, I kind of see where Zach's coming from. Yeah, the whole strength of schedule, but at the end of the day, who wouldn't want to see South Carolina get pounded by the Thunder and Turd week 3? That would be just, if Marshall beat Carolina, I would absolutely love it. That would make my season. But, I just don't even see how it's really going to be a game again this coming up year. I mean, you know, it's essentially the same defense playing the offense minus one of their best key players, and we're pretty much bringing everybody out. I don't know where they're getting this false expectation that they're going to beat us this year when it's literally the same people coming back on both sides of the ball with the same coaching. I don't understand their logic, but we'll see. But I'll tell you one thing I'd love to see, man. I'd love to see, you know, 4 minutes left in the game, we're pounding them again 50-something to nothing, and then as all the fans are piling out to the stadium, we start cranking out Sandstorm.
I don't think Clemson would do that. In the locker room.
I know they won't, but that would be hilarious, though. That would be funny if somebody did it or something. I mean, that would be hilarious. Of course, you're not going to, out of respect, and make everybody mad. But
in the locker room, I still watch that video.
Yeah.
That video. That's good stuff.
That is hilarious. Yeah. I got so much grief. I'll then tell
you. Appreciate the phone call. 654 Roar. Sherry is in Greenville. Good morning, Sherry. How are you?
Hey, Nikki, how you doing?
Couldn't be better. Hope you guys are doing well.
Yeah, we sure are. I just wanted to get in on this Columbia thing. Of course, you know my story. You're responsible for our marriage and everything. You remember.
Well, yeah, I hope so. I'm glad it's still going well.
Yeah, you do remember that I won the tickets and our second date was the 63-17 game.
That's right.
My husband is actually from Chapin. And he's right up above you. And my whole family, they're Gamecock fans. And David chose to be a Clemson fan at 10. He does not pull for both people. When I got married, my father-in-law, God love him, he wanted me to pull for South Carolina and Clemson both. And I'm like, no, it's not happening. And he got mad at me. He couldn't understand why I wouldn't pull for both. And I'm like, I don't care who they play. I want them to lose. And actually, he had my brother's wife. She was the opposite. she was diehard Gamecock, and she felt the same way about Clemson. She was not going to pull for Clemson. And so that's just something a diehard fan just doesn't do.
I want to remind Zach of this. And, Zach, I'm not trying to be condescending when I tell you this. But you've never been to a game in Williams-Brice, have you?
I have not been to Williams-Brice, no.
Sherry, if you went to Williams-Brice, he would feel differently, right?
Oh, Lord. Definitely.
Okay.
I mean, it's just horrific.
just making sure. Hey, I'm glad. I'll remind Zach of that story getting you guys together. I appreciate you calling in. I hope you guys are doing well.
Okay. I'll see y'all next week, probably.
That's great. We're looking forward to seeing you guys.
All right, dear. Bye.
You can try Match.com if you want to. You can try Date.com or GetMarried.com, whatever. You want to get hooked up, you call the Mickey Plata Show. We'll get you. You know, we're one for one in marriages right now.
You set up a marriage, huh?
Yeah, set it up. And everything's going great. How much time do I have here, Mr. Orr 24, Jack Lake Tonto? I got plenty of time. Dave is in Simpsonville, South Carolina, the Fence Center. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Good morning. I'm riding that fence right down the middle. You know, Mickey, we talk about South Carolina, and we talk about homerism, and we talk about all this other kind of stuff. Well, let me throw this little bit of knowledge on you. South Carolina, I'm going to officially tag you as the Rutgers of Southern football. You're absolutely irrelevant. And until your baseball coach starts thinking about football rather than women's basketball, and he takes it more seriously, you will always be Rutgers of Southern football. Zach, I'm going to have to disagree with you wholeheartedly, my friend, because I want them 3-8 when they come in here. I want them to get just slammed, because that was when we will hold up the five bomb. And on that five bomb, Zach, we got a national championship on that middle finger. And that's for a reason. Not for anything rednecky or anything. That's where it fell, and it just happens to be poetic justice. You had your shot when the old ball coach came in and thought he was going to have his renovation project so he could go down in history as the only coach to make South Carolina relevant in college football. But he ended up leaving you in the middle of a season and letting your team squander into irrelevance. I just learned that word, Mickey, so I like it a lot. So I'm going to use it when I talk about the Rutgers of Southern football. So until you take it seriously, your five bomb is just a footnote in college football that is soon to be erased when we take that five bomb on top of ACC championships, playoff appearances, playoff championships, and one national championship. Until you walk that aisle, you can no longer use Ric Flair's 2001 theme song. I'm going to let you use Bozo the Clown's theme song as your knuckleheads ramble onto the field with the chicken in the closet. Mickey, Rutgers of Southern football, 3-8 when you come in, get ready for the smackdown. Bomb Bomb is going to be put on that backside. I'm out. Have a great day, guys.
Goodness gracious, fence sitter. I don't know where the guy stands on anything. He's having a hard time holding his alligators down. In case you're late to the party this morning, A, where have you been?
Well, good morning, first and foremost.
Good morning.
Yeah. Nice of you to get up and join the rest of us.
Yeah. World's out there spinning around. You're sitting there laying in the bed.
7:56 and you're just hanging out in your bed all day.
Where this came from was we went to practice yesterday.
We did. We do had the fortunate ability to get over there.
I spent a lot of time, and Zach spent a lot of time this morning talking about Trevor Lawrence, Lynn J. Dixon, Justin Ross, Darion Kendrick, Braden Galloway, Jackson Carman, Xavier Thomas, K.J. Henry, Mike Jones, McMichael, and Goodman. I mean, Goodrich, freshman. And how that's not cycling out. And then we got into somehow, some way, Zach made a statement that he hopes South Carolina has a great season and comes in here highly ranked. So when Clemson wins, it makes him look better. And I said, that you can't do that. And all of a sudden, it got off the rails. This crazy train I'm going off the rails in this crazy train.
Hmm.
Good job, Zach.
I just put something out there and people ran with it. I can't be responsible for that.
But it was your disingenuous thought that led to all this.
Nothing disingenuous about
it's
this.
It's all disingenuous.
Nothing. Our feathered friends are more than welcome to listen to the show, call into the show.
I think I want to be fair on the show. I think we would be fair. We can take little shots and it's fun. And the gap in rivalry right now is...
Listen, do I think that their stadium looks like an upside-down dead cockroach? Yes, that I do. Do I still want them to have a successful season so it makes Clemson look better when they take them behind the woodshed Saturday after Thanksgiving? Yes.
All right.
Yes, I do.
Paul Shreeler coming up. Prime Lending, primelendingsc.com. Let them take care of you at Prime Lending. They want to do your refinancing. You know, you can save a lot of money refinancing. They want to do your new home. If you're out there right now searching for a new home, they want to help you renovate your home, add on to your home, make your home even more enjoyable. You're going to love my friends at Prime Lending. These are local people that are helping you make great decisions. You know what? Sometimes you go with a big box, or sometimes you go with a national company, a bigger company, because you feel like you might get a better deal. You're not going to get one. Their rates are as good or better. And on top of that, you get the expertise to structure one just for you by local people. I'd rather do it. All of the constants variable, I'd rather stay with a local company and do business with local company.